Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Archer.
Different topic. Today.
What?
The Wednesday topic?
Oh, yeah, a different topic. Yeah, Wednesday is whatever.
Okay, today, we makdish the word to say to my sister, Etel Bluma Bas Shlomo.
Shlomo Shlomo, yeah. Okay. So, we were... Okay. So, the Gemara had said that... had this discussion about putting out the candle to permit Tashra Shemita. And the Gemara has said that, well, if you, in the middle of the discussion, said, well, you could put up a mechitza. Right? Now, if you couldn't put up a mechitza, then we have all sorts of other things. So that got us on the discussion.
Between the spouse.
That would be very complicated. How did this go from three bars to one? I don't understand this.
Charger.
Okay. So the problem is that in other sugyas and shas, we see that making mechitza, maybe even mechitza materet, is not so simple. So the question is, under what circumstances can you, and what circumstances can you not, make a mechitza? So we had really just started with the Meiri, but welcome back. But let us look at the Beis Yosef. So what we're going to see is that normally we have a prohibition of bona, which includes making mechitzos, but there are certain types of mechitzos that don't count as mechitzos. And what we're going to see is those mechitzos are called mechitzot litzniut. A mechitzot, which aren't, we don't need them as a wall, you need them as a separation, but not as a wall. Right? These are very fine distinctions, but we'll see what we mean in a moment. And that's going to be critical to understanding what we're talking about here. So if we look at the Beis Yosef at number 3. Beis Yosef says as follows. Uvemordechai beperek kira kasuv zeloshono. Bechider shayah yashin bo maharam. Hayu bo svarim. It's the Maharam Yurtenberg, who we all love. Well, love very much. In my family. In my family, we love him very much. What? No, Ara's favorite Rishon is the Maharam Yurtenberg. That's why Meir is named Meir for the Maharam. So we love the Maharam very much. Ara loves the Maharam very much. So the Maharam used to sleep in a room with books. That's not surprising. Now, what was the problem? Was he wanted to be able to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and they didn't have, you know, like, either you went outside, or you had, like, a bedpan or whatever. You had a... whatever exactly you had in your house, but you couldn't do that. You can't relieve yourself in front of Svarim. So what he would do is before he'd go to sleep, he'd put up a little mechitza to cover the books. This way, if he needs wake up in the middle of the night, he needs to go to the bathroom, so that he didn't have to, you know, fuddle around and put a wall up. Right? It's not worth it. Fine. We call Erev Shabbos. So what do you do on Friday? So he owes a mechitza mi'od yom. So what he would do is the halacha is that if a mechitza, even in cases when you have a real mechitza, if a mechitza is already begun, right, a tefach, so then you're allowed to extend it, right? This is what you do if you have a, you have a tarp or something for, right, it's a tarp over your schach, right? So you can't, right, you know, pull it out and make a roof over your sukkah on Yontif. What you can do is if you started a tefach before so that it's partially rolled out, you continue rolling it out on Yontif. So what he would do is he would do that before Shabbos. So Lel Shabbos, poshto lamato. And then on Shabbos itself, he'd pull the rest of it down. Lefisha, the Shabbos, also lost a mechitza. Because on Shabbos, you can't make a mechitza. Except kol mechitza in a litznius, also lost those of the Shabbos. Unless it's a mechitza litznius, but it's not a mechitza litznius. So then it would be Aser on Shabbos, right? So a real wall is Aser. A mechitza l'tznius is Aser. V'rayim v'perek basa de'iruvin. He proved it from Gemara and Iruvin. That hanu dichre derav huna v'chulei amr le'zil kroch budia v'shir batefach v'machar poshto david le'mostiv ala v'alarai. Right, the Gemara and Iruvin brings the solution that if you need to right, make a wall, so leave a tefach and then expand it, etc. V'shaper dam yivhani mila v'chitza she'in asuya v'tzorach tznius. A mechitza she'oset l'tznius ba'alma mutter. But if you're making a wall, litznius, so then it's mutter. What's that? Kigon mechitza shows b'shas drasha bein anashim linashim mutter lasos b'shabbos. And mechitza, what we call mechitza, right, colloquially, between men and women in shul. Because right? That's not a mechitza, that's a mechitza litznius. Because, how do we know it's a mechitza litznius, right? Because, right? Its only purpose is to, right? Not, you don't need a wall. You don't need a halachic wall. You need something which separates, right? You could use You could use a cloth. You could use whatever. Anything that would block it doesn't matter, right? You could. It's just meant to separate between men and women, right? So they aren't. You can't see each other during davening or whatever. Now that's not actually necessarily true because you can see each other. And the question of whether you can actually have to block is a different story. But the point is that it's not really a wall; it's just a separation. And you can make a wall that'll just sort of block the sun a little bit. As we know from Gemara and Shabbos, going meis hamut lechamad also lasen mechitzah b'shul hameis of b'shul chaim mutar ad kan l'shono. Right, you can't do it to protect the dead body, but for a live person, you can put up like a cloth wall or something. Fine. So the Mordechai then writes, then okay, but what is fundamentally though the difference between the wall that you use to separate you from the svarim and the wall that you use in a drasha, right? Why is that not litznius? So he says he must hold like Rabbeinu Tam. Because he must distinguish between a mechitza litznius and a mechitza hamateres, right? A mechitza which maters an iser and a mechitza which is litznius. Mechitza zud maharam. So the Maram's mechitza came in Shanasis Lahavsik ben Asvarim La'adam Ha'otze Trochav Chashiva mechitza materes Vazrano Tosa B'Shabbos. And he must have thought that this wall to allow you to relieve yourself in front of Svarim is a mechitza materes because it literally maters an iser, right? It permits a prohibition, and therefore it's also on Shabbos. Okay.
Why wouldn't you be allowed to cover a mace
with a mechitza?
Yeah.
That's a sugya there, but I don't want
to. Tashbat said it was permitted.
What? Okay, so there are certain things on Yom Tov, but that sugya is a bit, we'll leave that sugya for now. Yeah, I mean, if we try to get through all the machitzas, we'll never. But I tried to really limit it to the very limited sources on our sugya. So now this svara sort of makes sense, right? That it's also to make a machitza on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But what is a machitza, right? Meaning, if halachically it's technically true that people make a machitza, right? You can have a bunch of people lining up in a row that makes a machitza, but that's not us or on Shabbos. It's not also for people to stand, back to back. Like, under what circumstances do we say something is a mechitza, and it's also to build, and in what circumstances do we don't? So the way the Maharam said it is very simple. You can't make a wall. So what's a wall? So a wall is either literally a wall, right? Like, you make a wall, you build a wall, fine, that's a wall. But sometimes a wall could be a wall because it's halachically effective as a wall. Right? Meaning it's not something that you would naturally look at as a wall, right? A cloth may not be a wall, but if it functions as a wall, meaning it permits an iser, because in the current state, when you are in the same, let's say, if you're in the room with the svarim, so you can't relieve yourself, but if you put up the mechitza, then you've divided the room into two. There's the bookcase, which is in one room, and you're kivyachol in another room, right? It's halachically in another room. So that's called a mechitza materes. The Maram says, well, that is a halachic wall. And a halachic wall is building, at least at some level it's building, because it has halachic import. Then there are times when, yes, you're using a wall, but you're not using it qua wall. You're using it more as a separation. So that's the case. So it's not building because, it's just really a separation. And like we all know that if you have the standard psak, wherever exactly it came from, but the standard psak, that at a mechitza, at a minyan, she'ina kavua, you don't need a mechitza. You just need to stand separate, right? Like at a shiva house, we don't put up a mechitza, right? The men are in one room, the women are, either another room, or you split the room and you stand on the side, or whatever it is, you leave a few feet in the middle. We know that technically, right, what you need is separation. Now, in a minyan kavua, so we say you should have a formal mechitza, right? But really, it's about separation. So we said, well, if it's about separation, it's about sneeze, so the wall isn't functioning as a wall, the wall is functioning as a separation, right? I know this is hair splitting, but okay, fine. That's halacha often, right? A little bit of hair splitting. Now, what about our sugya? So if you come to our sugya, you would say, okay, well, the Gemara implies very clearly that if the couple had set up a mechitza to block the candle, so the Gemara says that would have been fine, right? That seems to be the implication of the Gemara, right? Because the Gemara had said, right, if you just look back at the Gemara had said, ein mecha, right? Can you put out a candle to permit intimacy? After bayis acher, you go to another house. Ein lo bayis acher mai. What if you can't go to another house? After lasa mechitza, you could build a mechitza. Ein lo lasa mechitza. If you can't build a mechitza, mai after lachavos love, you could cover the candle. Right? Lachavos love is a kli. Ein lo kli. If you can't do that, mai amar le aser. So then he said it's aser. But what was toch kedei? What it implies is that to permit tashmish, it would be permitted. Right, that's the simple reading of the Gemara. Now, why would that be true? So you would just say, well, maybe, right? The simple understanding is, yeah, because even if the Maharam is correct, right, why do you need a mechitza to permit tashmish? Because you can't have tashmish or haner, you can't have light, right? So if you put up a mechitza, so then you're covering the candle. It's not functioning as a mechitza; it's functioning as a cover. So therefore, it should be mutter. That would be how you read the Gemara, right? The problem is the Maharam didn't think so. So you look at it, continuing. He says, Umash Kosov Kol Mechitza Shaina Litzniyus Lesos B'Shabbos Kolomar. Kol Mechitza Shaina Litzniyus El Lahatir Kid Maharam Also Lesos B'Shabbos Umayna Shri Lahatir Afim Aina Litzniyus Vadai Shemutur Lesos B'Shabbos Zev Shekosov B'Sof Dvarav Gamutur B'Shabbos Lesos Mechitza Lahagin V'Nechama Right. Okay. So he doesn't actually address this case directly, but if you look at the Ramah, number 4, the Ramah says, Vitzarach Iyun. He said, I don't understand what the Maharam was doing, because the Maharam assumed that blocking the Svarim is a Mechitza HaMateres. But the Ramah says, I don't understand. How is blocking the Svarim while the person is relieving himself any different than blocking the candle of Tashra Shemaita, which the Gemara said is Mutter? Right? Aren't both of them just Letzia? So they're not about formal halacha, they're about blocking, right? They're about blocking the person from the candle, blocking the person from the svarim, right? So in 4, the Ramah says, "V'tzarach imun mihad the masher parak beis the beita the motor lasa mechita lufnei or haner kedei l'shamish mitaso biyomtov." This is v'ein near l'chalik between Shabbos l'yomtov and Nazir. I don't want to distinguish between Shabbos and yomtov, because why would you do that? There's no reason in bona, right, unless you pass like Tosfos. But let's leave Tosfos aside. The Eshar to the Gemara Nami lo Kamar the Eshar Lasa Mechitza Mifnei or Aner Al Kederach Shalta Maharam Mechiner Ali. So he says it must be that the Gemara never said it, never happened. You think the Gemara said you can make a Mechitza? I didn't mean that. It meant what the Maharam said, is that if you had already started the wall before Shabbos and you had a Tefach prepared, so then you could continue building the wall just like Maharam did with his Svarim. But in a Chanami, he says that the wall, the mechitza, to block the candle, because it's permitting, in Isser, it's permitting Tashmish L'Araner, it's a mechitza hamateres. It has a halachic significance, and therefore that makes it halachically significant, and therefore it's called building a wall, therefore it's Osir. Dein chiluk ben asiyas mechitza lifnei ha'or, o lifnei ha'zvarim, because presumably there's no difference between the two sugyas.
How can there be no difference? One's a mitzvah deraisa, and the other one's not a mitzvah.
What do you mean?
Well, in other words, when it comes to the svarim, what's the mitzvah?
I mean, it's not a mitzvah. It's like it's an isser. It's a kavod issue with the svarim.
Yeah, and tashmish mitzvah is a mitzvah deraisa.
So, but you mean the isser lor haner? No, his question is the question of mitzvah. No, that in a chanami, but the question is not.
So how can the two be on the same level? Why is the Ramah saying they're both on the same level?
Well, no, his point is that the isser should be on the same level, right? That the isser of both of them seems to be a tznius problem. So building a wall should only be tznius, because since the Maharam said that the wall to allow one to relieve himself is a mechitza ha materes, it must be that he would say the same thing to be mater tashra shamita, right? So you could have said, well, maybe that's true, but this is not a real mechitza daraisa, maybe, and therefore it's usher. I don't know. So it's maybe you could distinguish that. I haven't seen anyone distinguish in that way, but the Ramah assumes you can't distinguish. Ramah says, no, if it's matering an Isser, it's a mechitza matera, it's a halachic significance, it's a wall. That's it. If it's not, then it's not. And therefore, he says, if the Maharam thinks that you can't build a new mechitza in order to block you from the Svarim, you also can't build one. Lora Nair, and that's his psak. The Gemara seems not to say that. Okay, he makes it okimta. So when the Gemara says build a wall, it didn't mean build a wall. It means extend a pre-existing wall. That's the position of the Rama. That how do you draw the distinction? The only things which are litnios are like, you know, a mechitzat shul. Right? Because there, it's not about formal mechitzat, it's about separation. But anything that's about a mechitzat, about blocking something, right? Not separating, but blocking, if we want to put it that way, right? I understand this is hair splitting. What can you do? Right? This is what the Rama does. Right? So then it's Asr. Okay, this is a bit problematic. And as we'll see, many of the Acharim said, I don't know what you're talking about, and they said, right, this is not true. So let's look at Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in 5 says as follows. Asr lasas oel b'Shabbos v'yom tov filu ha'arayi. Right, you aren't allowed to mend. You can oel on Shabbos v'yom tov, even if it's temporary. Right, obviously, if it's temporary, it's only Darabanan, and if it's permanent, it's Darayi. So by the way, you can't make an oel. V'dafka gag. Now, what does an oel mean? It has to have a roof. Of a mechitzah's mutter. Just a mechitzah is not called, right, binyan. By normally. V'ein machitza asurim ke nazir lahatir suko lahatir tiltu. When is it also to make a mechitza? If it's a mechitza, materis. If it has halachic significance, it does something. So then, even though normally building requires an ohel, it requires a gag, it requires a mechitza, etc. That's not true if it actually is matir something. But then the Ramah qualifies, aval mechitza anasi kun tzniyus ba'homa shari. But if it's a mechitza that's only for tzniyus, so then it's permitted. V'ochein mutzer litlos vilon lefnei ha-pesach, afal bishikavosham. He said, for example, right, what's a good example? He said, the shades, the blinds, right? Isn't that sort of a mechitza? He said, yeah, but that's not a mechitza, right? That's litznios, right? You're not making a wall between you and the outside. You're blocking the window. That's not a wall, right? And even though, like, you think of it, like, okay, this, you understand it's not a wall. It's like hanging, but you could say it's very temporary. But, like, in Israel, those tritzim, those tritzim, like, nothing gets in those tritzim. Like, you close it, like, it's, I'm saying, Ara said, like, the first time she went to her grandmother's at some point, her grandmother let her sleep till 3 in the afternoon because, like, it looks like night and you don't see anything through. Her grandmother's like, oh, you needed to sleep, right? Like, it's fine, but, it's not a mechitza. There are other reasons why that's mitzvah, but fine. V'chein parochas from the Aron HaKodesh. He said a paroches, right? What's a paroches? It's not a wall, right? It's a parochet. It's a cover, right? It shades the Aron. I don't know. It's a cover. Well, vashel yaza oel begak tefach. You just can't make an oel. V'chein mutar lasas mechitza l'snechamot. V'nei nera shlo yichabos and aruach. He said you could make like a wall, but so that it's not so sunny, or that it's not so, right, it's not so cold, or I don't know how that's going to help you so much, but okay. Or to prevent candles from blowing out.
Is that a wall? That's a wall. That's not a separation anymore.
Yeah, but you could just put it. I mean, if you have like a rolling mechitza, right? Okay, so it'll stop the wind, but it's not like a.
It's not cordoning off a space.
Right. Maybe that it's whatever. It's blocking. Aval also laws mechitza b'fnei or haner kadesh shamish shmita. So the Ramah had said that a mechitza to matir tasher shamita, as we saw, is also. Right, so he quotes the Mordechai, and that's how he paskins.
Why?
What?
Why? In other words, why does he distinguish between that mechitza and everything else that he permits?
That's a good question. And he thinks, because that's a halachic mechitza as opposed to a mere separation. But you're right, this is splitting hairs, right? As the Acharonim note. The Acharonim say, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not sure this is right. Okay. So let's look at the
How close could this be related to the discussion of the function of the mechitza and shul? So, for example, I heard, I've never saw it inside, but I heard in the name of the Sefer Rebbe that a mechitza has to create a situation where the women are in a separate room.
Right.
Whereas but the Rav says it has to be a situation where it marks off an area where there can't be interaction between the men and the women.
Right. So it is related, right? The question of it is related, and this becomes one of the key sugyot to understand the role of mechitza. Right. But standard psak, based on this Ramah, based on standard Shulchan Aruch, is that no, mechitza isn't separating a room. There's an important nafkamin to this, which is like we all know that if you have 9 people davening in the men's section, and the guy who came late and is davening in the women's section because he ignored the signs that say do not daven here under any circumstances at any time, right? Because they just borrowed that from Rosh Echter, who put that on all the mechitzas in YU, which is don't daven the women's section any time, it makes women uncomfortable, blah, blah, blah. Right? But if someone is doing it, he's mitzaref to the minyan, right? How could he be mistarf to minyan? He's in another room. No, he's not in another room. He's in the same room with the mechitza, right? It's not called a right another room,
but
right? That's what we paskin.
Not everybody agrees with that.
Not everyone, right?
No, I'm just saying.
No,
so they think it is.
Right, but pashas, you know, based on Ramah,
right.
Is that's what it is, right?
Right.
Again, we could have a shiur just on mechitza and shul. Which one is it? And is a mechitza meant to separate rooms? Is it meant to cordon off the space? Is it meant to prevent you from seeing? Is it really right? I mean, some of the poskim just say, especially the Hungarian poskim. Right, they say, yeah, the point of a mechitza is just to, is literally, let's see, is just so you don't see each other, right? And therefore, right, that comes to the chumrah, right, which is that it should be up to the ceiling, right?
Yeah.
You know, right, people who say, no, it's a formal thing, right, are more, you would think, are more on the matir side, right? You know, just...
Yeah.
Or the hole in the ceiling, right, exactly, or the hole in the wall, or whatever, you know. Yeah. You know, the Hasidish ones, right, you're just on the second floor, and there's a little hole in the middle, and like, you could, you know...
Yeah.
You know, you could like go fishing and like, you know, that's about it. Like a little tiny. Yeah.
I think it was the Mora that Nephal Nahora that Heather was made up in his.
Okay. But this is the position of the Rambam. But you're right. It sounds like it's splitting hairs. And that's
exactly
really what
the. Exactly the way the Yosef Sonoshim was?
What?
Hole in the wall, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly what it looked like. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah, though, notes that this is not Pasha, that some of the Achorim really push back on the Rambam and say, I don't know what you're talking about. It's not what the Sugya says. Some agree with him, some don't. So we'll see. Mishnah Berurah says follows in six. Bifnei Araner. V'chemin da'osro l'shamish b'nei Araner o'svarim mikri mechitza amater. He said, why would you say it to mechitza amater? It's because it was osro to have tashmish before. Now it's mutter. Right? That's matir. Right? Pshuto g'mashmo. Okay. But the Magen Avraham makes a distinction. The Magen Avraham says, wait a second. He said, okay. The Gemara had said that if you don't want to make mechitza, what could you do? You could cover the candle. Right? Cover the candle. Well, if you cover the candle, so then, that's not mechitza, obviously, right? That's a cover, right? You're just making it dark, right? It's like your Shabbos lamp, right? So you turn the Shabbos lamp, right? That's not mechitza, it's a Shabbos lamp, right? You turn, you know, cover the light, zoom. So Magen Avraham says, okay, there's two ways to be matir tashmish l'ora ner. One is to cover the candle, and one is that even though, based on all the sugyas, you would assume that let's say you had a formal mechitza between the candle and you, but you could still see the light, that it would be usur, because the whole point is that it should be dark, so then a mechitza, a formal mechitza, shouldn't help. That's not actually the halacha. The halacha is if you have a mechitza between you and the candle, then even if you can see the candle, even if it is light-ish, it's still mutter. Why? Good question, right? But it's one of the, limitations on it. So Magen Avraham makes a distinction. He said, look, right, so he said, if you are using the mechanism of a formal mechitza, meaning the candle's over here, mechitza is here, but you can still see the candle. So even with that, you have to rely on what we saw, the Talmud Chacham, right, is mechase b'gadav u'meshamesh, right? Even with that, you have to accomplish two things. You need to block the candle, because that's a formal problem, right? And because it's still light, so you need to use clothes to actually make it dark. So then, the mechitza is a formal mechitza. How do you know it's a formal mechitza? Because it's still light. It's just permitting the formal problem that there's a candle there. But the practical problem that it's light, you're still dealing with in other ways. So that is, right? Then the mechitza is functioning formally. It's making it that there's a mechitza between you and the candle, but it's not acting practically, obviously not acting practically, because practically you still need to solve the light problem. So if that's the case, then obviously it's usur. Mishalom mashmadofim, and zeh yesh li zarim od, right? The Shalom doesn't like this, but fine. Because how do you know? Dechevin shenir nireis, since you can see the candle, im kein ahet b'zeh rak mishum, diyesh al yudei zeh, shem mechitza shagavua yud. Then the point of the wall is to be a halachic wall that is 10 dvachim high, the chashvina, the zila, near ka'omi b'chidr acher, which makes it as if the candle's in another room, so therefore you're not in the same room as the candle. Now all you have is a technical problem that is light, and you're solving that with other mechanisms. V'az tzarch shik sha'rena gamkech lotanido sa'aruach, and if that's the case, then because it's actually formally, right, it's creating a separate room. It's making as if the candle's in one room, you're in another, so it has to be a tight wall, so it doesn't move, because it needs to be a mechitza, like a formal mechitza, like your sukkah wall, right? It can't be flapping in the wind. Because otherwise it wouldn't be a wall. Then you can't make it on Shabbos. Because then it's a formal halachic wall. Aval machita machatas kol aner, ache nearest, ein surf, tia machita gavala sara, dafka, came to near machusa, imkan, heter was a lamisho machita, machmas kizu balma. But if that's not what you're doing, right? If you're using a wall the same way you'd use the Shabbos lamp cover, right? You just, it's not a safe thing to do. But if you, you know, put the machitza over the candle, right? Don't do this at home, right? Mm-hmm. Because, but if you are doing that, right? You were, and you're gonna, you know, light the house on fire, whatever. Don't do it if that it's an actual candle. If it's an LED light that doesn't emit heat, then go ahead, do it, right? It's fine, right? Cover it with a candle. So he says that's the case. Right, okay, but at that point, right, so it's not functioning as a machitza, meaning, right, if you're using it formally, right, you're separating into a different room, but it's still light, so then obviously the point of the machitza was to make it that the candle's in another room to solve the formal problem, but the practical problem that it's light, you're going to solve otherwise. So then the machitza is a formal machitza. But if, right, you have a candle, and you actually want to block it, you want to make it dark. So you could do that in one of two ways. You could put a cover on the candle, right? Or whatever, I don't know. You happen to have a machitza, a rolling machitza in your house. I don't know why you have a rolling machitza in your house.
I'm confused here.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're solving it another way, that you're not seeing your wife, then why do you have to have a machitza between you?
Right, so the assumption is that's still a formal problem of being mishamesh in a room or haner, because that's called... Right.
Okay. So the reasoning, what we learned before.
Correct. Right. The assumption is that, right, it's a double problem. Right. There's the practical problem and the formal problem.
Okay. But the reason you gave why it was not permitted, and there were two reasons, is one to see.
I'm with you.
Okay. And the other was because it's a birth defect if you do it with light on. Neither one says a candle has to be separate.
I don't know. Maybe the sakana means it has to be in a separate room. I have no idea. I don't know the metaphysical effects of it. But the assumption of the poskim, yeah, the assumption that they're working on, you're right. I wonder, I'm with you. I had never quite understood this, right? I don't quite, on a soap, understand why this is true, right? Because if it's about sneos, so it should be about practically, is there light or not,
right?
Right.
But, and it's about the disease, like that. If you
well, so that
light,
might have
it.
To do with it being in the formal room. I have no idea, right? I have no idea what the effect of it is, right? I don't know the mystical reasons behind this disease, in a chanami. But, yes, the poskim seem to assume that whatever we think, there's a double problem. There's the practical problem we've already discussed, but it seems like there's an added problem, that even if, right, it's you have covered yourself, if you're in a room, lor haner, that's a problem. Either because it's a sneeze problem to be in a room which has a light, I don't know why, but because, I don't know, it's a light room, and it's the chalos of a light room, or because it creates the disease, or, I don't know, it's a formal halacha, right? We formalize it. Whatever exactly we say, the poskim, yeah, assume that there is this double problem, right? So the Magen Avraham comes up with, right, if you thought the Ramah was splitting hairs, right, the Magen Avraham is splitting hairs within the Ramah, right? The Ramah says, anytime it monsters anything, it's usher. The Gemara said not that way. The Gemara must be talking about a case where you already had the tefach out. But the Ramah has basically a clean split, right? A machitza, which is monster something halachically, is usher. A machitza which just separates, like a machitza in shul, where the point is separation rather than a machitza qua machitza, is mutter. Magen Avraham says, yeah, but even by Tazer Shalar and Air, there are two types of machitzos. There's one which is just covering the candle, right? Like, if you have an LED light, right, so it has no heat, so you have two choices, right? You can either throw a blanket on top of it and it'll be dark, but you also, whatever, I don't know, you happen to have a rolling machitza in your house, so you roll on the machitza, right? So you're just using it as a practical thing, right? The candle's like on the floor. It's not like a big deal. You could just throw something on top of it, but you have it. Why not? Right? So then the Magen Avraham says, you're not using the wall as a wall. You're using the wall as a cover. If you're using the wall as a cover, it's latznius, right? You mean using the wall to make the room dark. I could have made the room dark in any other way, right? So then it would be mutter, right?
But it would still be fulfilling the aspect of separating the candle. In other words, once you're saying there's two aspects,
correct. So the assumption of
a machitza and a second machitza that would
right. So we should qualify. Right. The Magen Avraham seems to think, right, the way the poskim seem to take it is that there's two ways of solving the problem. If you actually make it dark, then it's mutter, even if the candle's in the room, right? But if it's not actually dark, right? So then you have two things you need to do. Right. If it's dark, so that solves all the problems, right? Apparently even the formal problems, right? If it's light. Right, so then you need to do two things. You can't actually have tashmish in the room with the candle, because that's a formal problem. Right, if it's light, right? That's the sort of thing that I don't really quite understand how posts can deal with that. But if it's light, right, then you need to separate yourself from the nair, and you need to make sure that it's dark-ish, right? Right, yes, it is. You're right, it is. It's Bezer al-Shnei Asifim. There's nothing you can do about that, yes. And the truth is, right, looking at all of this, I have to come up with a better formulation for the prohibition, right? Because, yes, if it's fully dark, everyone says it's usur, which implies it's just a practical problem. If it's not fully dark, they still think you need a mechitza. Now, again, it could just be that they think that it's not tsanua to have tashmish in a room where a candle is, which is shedding light. Even if you solve the technical problem, since you're still in a room with a light, right, they think that is like a, you know, just, I don't know, looks wrong, it just seems wrong, or something like that. I don't really know how you would pin it down. But that's the, right, so the Magavram, though, splits it this way, right? He says, then it's just a cover. So the same thing is true by books, right? He said, how do you permit relieving yourself in front of books? Yeah, there's two ways. Either make a formal mechitza, and then it has to have all the dinim of mechitza. It has to be taught, it has to be tied on the bottom, etc., etc. Or cover the books, right? So he said, if the wall is up to the ceiling, right, it covers the books entirely, then it doesn't need to be a formal mechitza, right? It's like taking a blanket and throwing it on top of the books. So who cares if you actually throw the blanket on the books or you hang it on a string, right? You happen to have, you know, like, you know, at my in-laws for a very long time, like, until they built a new room, my mother-in-law has a play group. So downstairs, they have a, it used to be that my brother-in-law's bedroom was also one of the rooms for the play group. So to cut the room in half, they had, you know, ready-made, they had a string across the top, and you could pull a curtain so that no one would go into my brother-in-law's bed, right? You know, presumably he wasn't there when the kids were around. But, you know, whatever, it's like you just separate the room in half. So if you have that handy, right, so, you know, for whatever reason, so then close it. Fine, great, right? I always wonder, it's like, can you pull that on Shabbos? It's like, it's like two rooms, and obviously it's mutter on Shabbos. But anyways, you could throw a blanket on it, or you could pull this cloth.
You said it has to be a formal mechitza, taught and stuff like that. And right. If it isn't taught and stuff like
right.
that.
Right. So the Magen Avraham says it depends. The Magen Avraham says it doesn't always need to be taught. The Magen Avraham says it depends. If you actually cover the books fully,
right.
So then it is a right, then it's not functioning as a mechitza, it's functioning as a kitsui.
Right.
Then it doesn't need to be taught, it doesn't need
right.
to be anything,
right?
Right? If mitzad sheni, it's, you can still see the books, right? So then, what are you going to do with the books, right? So you can either cover them, or you can make a formal mechitza, and then even though you can see the books, you're halachically in a different room. So Magen Avraham says if you're going that route, and you can still see the books, right, but you want to let the guy, you know, use the bathroom, right? So what are you going to do? You're going to set up a formal mechitza. If it's a formal mechitza, it's only 10 tvachim, then it needs to be taught, and you have all the laws of a mechitza.
Then it's usur.
And then it's usur. So that's the Magen Avraham's distinction, right? That both in the case of tashmish and the case of svarim, it depends, right? If you cover the books, right? Or, right, if you could cover the books, or you're just using a, you know, you're taking the same blanket and you're just hanging it up, right? You know, whatever, if you want to be machmir when you're, like, changing diapers or something, I don't know, I think there are people, or probably not with little kids, right, but I don't know, right, whatever the case is, so, okay, I don't think anyone's machmir with little kids, I hope, I don't know.
How about if the couple are beneath the covers, isn't that like a cover?
Well, that's...
As far as the light's concerned?
Well, that's what it says.
Well, that's, right, that's the other part of it, right, that's two parts of it, right,
yeah.
Right, that's the mechasa v'begadav, right, that's the other part of it. So that's the Magen Avraham distinction. Again, the Ramah says any wall that has a lot of significance is asur. The Magen Avraham says it depends. Any wall that's functioning only as a wall and not as a practical cover is asur. But if you're using a wall to accomplish something practical, right, meaning you could just as easily cover the candle, but instead you're using a mechitza, so then it's asur.
So based on this, in our shul that we have mutter. Moving
mutter. Yeah.
Dividers, if all we want to do was separate the perlite hall from, you know, divide the perlite hall in half or something, and so the moon is abiders on Shabbat. That would
Which one? Oh, like the, you mean the moving wall?
Yeah, the moving wall. According to this, that would be Esser, because that's a very fixed divider.
Potentially, yeah. I mean, that's a little bit different. It might be different. I'm not sure how it functions, because, you know, part of it is sticking out before, right, which already, right, to the expansion.
Actually, it's
actually
reset.
Oh, it's
reset? Inside, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're stored in a wall.
Then maybe not, so I take that back. So it's recessed. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I guess you're making a real wall, aren't you?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean,
yeah, you can.
I'm not a rabbi.
What?
You can't tell the difference. If you
yeah, you
know,
can't. You didn't even know. If you didn't even know. I didn't even know for a while that, like, there was a, you know, until, like, I walk in one day, like, before Yom Nerayim, and it's like, ooh, you know, the walls are gone, and there's extra seats. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah continues. But then he notes, v'yesh achronim, after brackets, v'yesh achronim, some people don't know what the Magen Ram is talking about. So some achronim go l'chumra and say, no, I don't care. Cover, formal wall, doesn't matter, always asur. Near the shasat chak, yesh lismoch al dvarav. But the shasat chak, he thinks, the Mishnah Berurah thinks you could take this middle position in the Magen Avram. But everyone agrees you could just throw a blanket on the svarim. But in the Sharat Siyun, he notes that this is not the whole story. And he says, I don't get the Mordechai. Right? And this whole thing started with a Mordechai that I didn't begin to understand. So he says in 7, he says, Delu yi didas ha Mordechai, shehevi arama ulasar b'chal gavne, halo das haramba v'kam rishonim, shehevi amagin avram, ulahatir, he said, what are you talking about? If it weren't for the Mordechai, I would have said this is mutter, because the Gemara said it was mutter. What do you want from me? The Gemara said it was mutter. Just feel like she does Rashi, tafil mechitam, there is mutter. And a halachic wall is mutter. What are you talking about? It's only a wall, which is also, but a halachic wall is mutter. Okay. He said, look, Rashi thinks Mechitza Materes is mutter. I don't think that's true. But he said, more importantly, who said this is Mechitza Materes? Said, you know why I don't like this whole svara? Because you could cover the candle. Maybe you don't currently have a cover for the candle. But in theory, you could accomplish it with a candle. What does that tell you? That you don't need a wall. Right? Anything you could solve without a wall, the wall is not functioning as a wall. And therefore, why did the Gemara say that you could make a mechitza to permit Tashmir Shamita? Because it's not a wall, it's a cover. What do you want from me? It's just a cover. The Svirla, the Shalom Chashav, Mechitza Materas, Ho Medina, Yachol Chabos. Vayin Shaman, he said, the Taz added a svara to that. As we saw, the Achronim had argued, are you allowed to turn, why can't you blow out the candle to remit Tashmir Shamita? So some people said it's Asur Mikra Adin. The Taz said it's not Asur Mikra Adin, it's only Halacha Vein Morin Kane, which means it's not really Asur. If it's not really Asur, then making the Mechita can't really be a Matir. And therefore, it's Mutter. Right? So therefore, it's Mutter. Ayin Sham, definitely, and Yantif. It's only Isser Drabon anyways. Right, so he said, okay, but there's a distinction. The Halachos Ketanos is Matir even on Shabbos, because he thinks it's not a wall at all. Hataz ain't no Matir kim b'Yom Tov. The Taz is only Matir on Yom Tov, because he thinks that Mikra Din, it's Mutter to be Mechaba on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you could be collect the Taz. But I think that even on Shabbos, you could be Mekil. Now, the Taz he's quoting is number 8. Right, who says, V'chein reisi l'rashal, v'perek beiz, d'divrei abayi, heim derech, ein morin kain. Right, so I think we've already actually seen this Taz. Right? The Taz just says, yeah, we only paskin l'chumra based on halacha v'ein morin kain. And if it's only halacha v'ein morin kain, so then, it's not really usher. It's not really usher. It's not mechita materis. And therefore, on Yom Tov, it's mutter. On Shabbat, it's usher. There's no reason to reread the Taz. Mishnah Berurah summarized his position. In the Ber Halacha, number 9, he notes, that the Chayada was more makel than that. I am Mishnah Berurah, Sivka Yud Alef, Mashkasad Vishem Chayadam, Vayin Shem, and Nishmas Adam, call Mem Dalet Osei, Shemitzadi, Dimamakam, Sheyitzr, Shaldam Tokvo, right? This is how makel he says, if you know, your desire is really strong, v'aner dolkim, and the candle is lit, v'yesh lochas v'shalom lot yishef hazer, v'yishamish lor aner, dika sakana, right, and you're worried that someone's going to violate an iser. So then Shemutras, listen, Mochala poskim, Shavim, Mokin Avram, Siv Katan Gimel, Shemakin, Las Machitza Rai. So then you should just be Makil and rely on the positions to say there's no problem building the wall. Mutra Lahamed HaParvan, Avshalahaya, Nifshad, Mer of Shabbos, and therefore you can put up this wall even if it wasn't there before Shabbos. Ba'ayin Shem, Shikosav Atam, Dilzu, Lochashiv, the Machitza Materis, Klal, Shayachal, Lahaster, and Air, Be'it Acheres, since you could just cover it another way, Kigona de Kfias Kli, Ayin Shem, Shumazer, Kishiz, Rotokva, Filamor, and Air, Nir, Lamaila, and Machitza, Vallava, Chichalil, Lach, El Bazet.
But he does talk about there has to be
mechitza
that takes away the light.
No, he didn't. No. A filum nor near lamala. Even if you see the light, right? So what's the range? Right. So what are the range of positions that we have? So you right. So you have. So you have some acharon who say every wall, no matter what, is usser, right? If it does any function of any sort, it's usser, right? That's the most machmir. Then you have the Ramah, who says that any mechitza which is matir is based on the Mordechai, any mechitza which is matir is usur. Any mechitza which is letznius is mutter. And he explains our Gemara is only talking about a pre-existing wall. The Magen Avraham makes a sub-distinction within the Ramah and says, well, it depends. If you cover, you actually cover the light so it's dark, then the wall is functioning as a cover and not as a wall, then it's mutter. But if the light can still be seen and you're using the wall to matir the formal problem, so then it's a formal wall, and therefore it is usur. The Taz distinguishes between Shabbos and Yom Tov. He says, well, it depends. On Yom Tov, since in theory you could just blow out the candle, it's just halacha vein morinkin that we don't, so it's not really usur. It's not really usur. It can't really be, the mechitza isn't really matir. On Shabbos, it will be usur. And the Chayadam, and the Mishabura, and the Paskin, and the Shas says, no. Our Gemara says you can build a wall. It must mean you can build a wall. Why? Because who said this is a machitza materis? The Mordechai is incorrect. The fact that you can, in theory, cover the svarim, or you could cover the candle, show you that you don't need a wall here, you need a cover. The fact that you're using wall is irrelevant. That means the wall is no different than the wall in shul. It's litznius. It's just about functioning as a cover. It's not functioning as a wall. So the halacha, the Mishnah Berura says that, right, the Ramah is the most machmir, the Magen Avraham has a sub-distinction, the Taz is Mekel on Yom Tov. He thinks on Yom Tov for sure you can be Mekel like the Taz, and the truth is, he says, that B'Shas HaTzchak on Shabbos could also be Mekel, because he really thinks, like the Chai Adam, that our Gemara seems to have said that you're allowed to build this wall, right? Because it's not a mechitza, it is a separation, and therefore it is mutter, and that is your range of positions in Poskim. There is a bit of a twist, though. In the Rishon LeZion, the Rishon LeZion in 10, has a bit of a distinction on the classic Achrona Moshulchan Aruch, and he writes as follows. He says, Vim Tomar, Sof Sof, Avila Mechitza Materes, Shei De Mechitza Ze Mati L'Shamesh. Maybe you'll tell me, isn't it, Otzer? In the end of the day, it's matering things. Lav Koshihi, Demai Damrin Mechitza Materes Asura, Hani Daf Gon Mechitza Materes Menin Shabbos, Rasul Laz Mechitza L'Taltel Al Yada, Zui Nikra HaMateres, Inami Laz Mechitza L'Hatter Sukha V'Chadoma, Shetarchi L'Gufa Shal Mechitza. He says, no, you're totally misunderstanding it. You think that every mechitza that has halachic significance is a mechitza? No. Any mechitza that has significance as a mechitza, like a mechitza, right? If you make a mechitza to allow yourself to carry an Urshas HaRabim on Shabbos, that's a wall. Why? Because you needed a wall. Or if you need a wall for a sukkah, that's a wall. A mechitza which is matering an isser is not a wall, right? A wall is something that creates a space. Right, sukkah and Shabbos, you need walls because you need to create a space. You need to create a makom, a wall for the svarim, or wall in shul for a mechitza. Right, that's not a wall as a wall. That's a wall of separation. Even though it is matir and isser, the word matir doesn't mean it has a halachic effect because it matirs an isser. It's matir an isser that was usser because you needed a space. Right? Like on Shabbos, you need to create a makom, right? You have a reshus harabim, you want to make it a reshus hayachid. That's a mechitza materis, because the mechitza is functioning as a wall, not as a separation, but as a wall, right? Like you're building a little house in reshus harabim. That's when it's usur.
You're sort of saying in a circuitous way the same thing as it's a cover is what you need.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, he's coming at it the same way, or the same way as a chay adam, but he's coming at it a different way. He's saying, what is the difference? The difference isn't, could you do it another way? The question is, are you building a wall or are you building a separation, right? How do you know the difference? Is the isser you're trying to be matir one that requires a makom, right? A sukkah Now, there are distinctions between sukkah and Shabbos, but a sukkah requires four walls. Well, no, two and a little bit of walls. But fine, it requires walls, right? On Shabbos, you don't really need walls, but walls, right, you can, in theory, have a Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid. They don't have to do with walls. You could have a Rishus HaYachid without walls. But usually, one of the ways of creating a Rishus HaYachid is by putting up walls, right? Theoretically, yes, there are other ways of doing a Rishus HaYachid. You could have a ditch, which is a Rishus HaYachid. Fine. Right, but the classic way of making a Rishus HaYachid is by building walls. Walls there are functioning as walls, right? So this is another way of getting at the same point as the Chayyadim. That's why he's Mekel, Mechita Zu, Ein El Gufa Shal Mechita, Beshvil HaNer, B'mayo Kli L'cha, B'salel, Makom B'salek HaNer. And then he brings the Chayyadim Svar, yeah, because you could cover it, it would be fine. Right, and then he quotes the, right, so then he quotes the Magen Avraham, and he quotes the Mordechai, and just to see at the end, two lines from the bottom, what does he say on all this? Mordechai, he says, look, Dazu Ein Leisod Me'agamara. Like, he said, it's very nice that he said it, but what are you talking about? It's saying, Ein Tegamara, Malanu Lachosh La, Can I get Kol HaPoskim Rishonim V'Achronim V'Ashas, Rod Kevasai, Linen Lachin Lachosh Lasser Kol Ikar, El Ore Marina Lahatir, Umishmaya Me'ev Yahavi L'Shavure Kol Mindin. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. It's very nice that this is a Mordechai. The Mordechai is a great Rishon, but everyone else argued on him, so what are you doing to me? Right? The Chayyadim's obviously right. I mean, he's before the Chayyadim, but fine, I think. Yeah, I think it's before the Chayyadim. He said, I don't understand what you're talking about. Right? The Mordechai is a Shittas Yachid. It's against the Gemara, and God, right? God himself has told us that it is Mutter. Let us move on with the discussion. So the halacha, the bir halacha, the chayadam, the we should just say, yeah, the whole distinction of the Mordechai, which we started off by saying it sounds very tenuous and sounds very hair splitting. He says, yes, it is. The Gemara said it was mutter, right? The Gemara said it was mutter. What do you want from me, right? This is not a real wall. It's just a wall which is matering an isser. That's not halachically significant. What is significant is a wall that creates a space, that creates a makom for Shabbos, for Sukkah, not a wall which separates. And therefore, it is mutter. So that, again, is the range of positions. The Mishnah Lasiyah and the Chayadam, who in different ways say, the only thing which is usher is a wall, qua wall, and this isn't. It's just basically a cover. And therefore, it's always mutter. The Taz, who says, it's only usher when it permits something which is really usher. So on Shabbos, when you can't blow out the candle, it's usher. On Yom Tov, when you could have blown out the candle maker Adin, it's mutter. The Magen Avraham, who distinguishes between a wall which acts as a cover by being tall enough that you actually can't see it, and a wall that's functioning formally, by just being a mechitas yud. And then the achronim that the Mishaburo quotes is saying, no, it's always usher to build a wall if it's being mater in isser.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are these saying that strictly regarding mechitza of a parent?
Yeah.
They all say that a mechitza for tznius is still an exception.
Yeah, they all think, right, yes.
Okay.
They all think.
Because based on that logic, a mechitza would be usher because it's for makom. A mechitza.
Well, right, it's a different type of, or it's not creating a, right, I should be careful. It's not creating a makom, it's creating a walled makom. Right, sukkah and Shabbos need a walled makom. That's also not simple, but I'm just going to assume that, right? The Rav was very against what I just said. The Rav assumed from Rav Chaim it's not true, that on Shabbos you don't need a walled makom. On sukkahs you need a walled makom, on Shabbos you need a makom, and wall can't accomplish that. I understand how that sounded, but whatever. But his point is, right, on Shabbos, right, because you could have, right, the Gemara brings cases, right, if you have a elevation in the land that's big enough, it won't be a Rishus HaRabim, right, even if it has no walls, right? So he said, oh, so what do you see, right? You see that it's not really about walls. Walls is one way of separating a Rishus HaRabim from a Rishus HaYachin. Another way would be have, right, a plateau. Another way would be have a ditch, right? So you see that on Shabbat it's not really about walls. But when you do have walls, right, walls are significant, right? So it's more complicated than that,
so
but I'm just going to throw that out there.
So Washington Heights is a Rishus HaYachid?
That's because of... But look, the first Eruv in Manhattan in 1905 assumed that in Hanami you don't need anything on Manhattan because there are water walls,
right?
And then now, like the one in the Heights relies on the Chazanish, who says,
right.
Chazanish has this wonderful sheet that he goes into Manhattan and
right.
He says, oh, look how many buildings there are. Oh, there it's Rove Building.
Right,
it is, right? It's Omen Meruba Al HaParos. It's a Rishus HaYachid.
Okay.
It's one big house. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Whatever. Sure, could be.
But you don't carry anyway.
Why do you think I don't carry? Because I am like, I'm looking around. I'm like, really?
No,
really?
Is that what they rely on?
That's one of the
parts of it. Yes, the Chazanish Shita. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Look, Halavai, I really could matter my five blocks. That's really my goal. To matter my five blocks, it would be so easy. You know, because you know where we live, that's a Rishus HaRiyachad Daraisa. It's great. We have four walls. Mm-hmm. We have four walls. Mm-hmm. All you need is three tzuras of Pesach, mm-hmm. right? On Thornberry at the thing, and at Bevshire, and mm-hmm. on Atkinson, and you know it'd be Rishus HaRiyachad LeMahadrin. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so the Chazon Ish is the last sheet to hear, right? I thought about this a lot last year. I was learning Erevet. Fine. So Chazon Ish says as follows: So also lost mechitza. And they are in there. Mashkas v'taz, tzavkos yudalei demotu, l'chabas motu l'asas mechitza, tamua ma'od, tahashtami is a mechitza, meshameshes, b'toras mechitza. I don't understand the taz's distinction. How can you say that on Yontif it's motu, because you in theory could blow out the candle? You're not blowing out the candle, because it's halachavei murin kane, right? That's usur. Harei b'dofen, shlishi suka usur, afim yesh suka, Sukkah Acheret, v'usur livras mechitzas, l'havi sefer Torah, avim yachol nikros b'toru, b'vayisha, toro medes. He said, it's, now, I'm not sure this is correct, right, his comparison. But he said, is it different then? You have two sukkahs, right, and you decide to make your sukkah kasher, or you decide to set up walls to move the Sefer Torah from your house to shul, when you could read the Torah at home? I would say, well, yes, it is different, right? I'm not really sure why he doesn't think that's different, right? I would have said, yeah, of course it's different. In one place, you're trying to be matzah the Isser of Tiltil because you want to read in shul. Right. Here, there's no real Isser. That's his point. But okay, he doesn't like the Taz. So then he quotes the Magen Avram. Vavna Tetzer, the Magen Avram, right, etc. Skip down. He said, you know why the Magen Avraham is right? Because he said, if you make the room actually dark, then maybe you could say that the reason you're making the room dark is not to be Matar Tashmir Mita, so that you could go to sleep. Right, which is not halachically significant at all, right? And would anyone say that if I made the room dark because I wanted to go to sleep, now would be usur to be engaged in tashmir shamita because I don't know a formal wall, it just happens to be dark? Of course not. He said when you actually make the room dark, it's not, you're not making the room dark just for Isurim. You're making the room dark because you want it to be dark. You could want it to be dark so you can go to sleep. So that's why it's not a mechitza amateres. It's no different than saying he's going to wait till the candle goes out. Is that usur? Right? No, because it's not a mechitza, right? You're just waiting for it to go out. And therefore, he argues against the Taz and Paskins to the Chumra, like the Magen Avraham distinction. Right, so the Halacha, right, again, you have the range of positions. You have the most machmir, the people who think that only something Tamamish Latina is like a Mechitza and Shul's Mutter, everything else is Azir, because it's Halachic significant, and therefore it's a wall. You have the Magen Avraham's understanding of the Darkei Moshe, which is any time you're covering the light completely, so it's functioning as a cover, it is Mutter, but if it's functioning as a formal wall, it's Asr, and that's the position of the Chazon Ish. You have the position of the Taz that distinguishes between cases where you're mottering a real Isr and mottering an Isr of Alachav in Morin Kain. Therefore, he asrs it on Shabbos, but mottering it on Yom Tov. And then you have the Chayadam and the Mishnah Brura and the Rishon LeZion who say no, that any time the walls function to begin with is only taxed as a cover, not a formal Mechitza. So then it's Mutter, even if you're making it as a formal Mechitza. Or the Rishon LeZion's language is it's only a mechitza materis if it's matzering a halacha that requires walls, like sukkah, like Shabbos, but not something that just requires a cover. So the halacha, the bare halacha, the Rishon LeZion, or matir, which is, as the Rishon LeZion notes, is the simple pshat in our Gemara, right? And that's why he says, even though in a Hanami, the Mordechai doesn't agree with it, the Ramad doesn't agree with it, following the Mordechai, and the Magen Avraham builds on the Ramad, building on the Mordechai, building on the Marami Rundenberg. He says in the Chanami, Vizrol Shitas Yachid, the simplest read of the Gemara is that the only type of wall that's Asr is a wall that acts as a wall. Any wall that acts as a separation of any sort, right, which is not a wall, is Mutter, and therefore, Lahalacha, the Ber Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Rishon LeZion, the Chayadam, are Mekil. So that's the range of positions of what is a Mechitza Materes, what exactly the parameters are of it, and next week we will move on to Misayeya.